Today we're to fellowship of Paul, the vision that Paul has seen.
所以我们还要读《使徒行传》第二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
我们从第九节读到二十三节。
Verses 9 to 23.
这个我们轮流的读，比较省一点力气。
Alternating.
弟兄读一节，姊妹读一节。
Alternating brothers and sisters.
好，弟兄先读。
Brothers.
从前我自己以为应当多方恭喜拿撒勒耶稣的名。
And in all the synagogues, punishing them often, I compelled them to blaspheme, being exceedingly enraged against them, and persecuted them even as far as foreign cities. 。And at midday, on the way, I saw a king, a light from heaven.Beyond the brightness of the sun shining around me and those who journey with me.
我说主啊，你是谁？
我说
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Taking you out from the people and from the Gentiles to whom I sent you. Wherefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.Because of these things, the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to slay me. But the Christ should suffer and that he first from the resurrection of the dead should announce light both to the people and to the Gentiles.
我们还要读一节圣经，就是家里用常常提起来的，在箴言。
Read another scripture that
Stephen
had mentioned. That is Proverbs 29.
箴言二十九章第十八节。
Proverbs 29 verse 18.
我们就读前一半就可以了。
First part.
请我们大家一起来读。
All together.
没有意象，名就犯事。这里弟兄们告诉我们说，这个犯事呢，有好几种的翻译。
Here our brothers explain to us the word perish can be translated in many different ways.
这个可以翻作犯事。
Without restraint.
犯事就是随便。
In other words, being lax.
在生活上面是随便的。
In your living, there is no restraint.
在侍奉上也是随便的。
Service is no restraint.
我们自己想做什么就做什么。
We do whatever is right in our own eyes.
喜欢说什么我们就说什么。
We say whatever pleases us.
这叫放肆。
That's what it means.
没有约束的。
Unrestrained, without restraint.
没有人管制的。
There's no one to rule over.
这个也可以翻作分散。
Or can be translated dispersion.
若是没有意象啊，民就分散了。
Without vision, the people are in dispersion.
没有办法那个团结在一起。
They cannot be united together.
在教会里头也没办法合而为一。
The church cannot be united in one.
许多我们看见十二女分散的光景。
We truly have seen the condition of dispersion among God's people.
在意象上成了有了问题。
Because of the problem in their vision.
因为没有意象，民就分散。
Because of lack of vision, the people are in dispersion.
也可以翻作灭亡。
Or can be translated perish.
那么就比较更严重一点了。
It is even more serious.
啊，若是没有意象的话，民就灭亡。
Without vision, my people perish.
没有属灵的前途。
There's no spiritual future.
这句话呢， 江弟兄好几次提起来。
This phrase Brother Stephen had mentioned over and over.
希望我们都能够记得这句话。
May we be deeply impressed by it.
没有意向，民就放肆。
Without vision, people are unrestrained.
好，刚才弟兄已经说过，那么这几次主日上午，我们都要讲到关于特别机会所交通的话。
As Brother mentioned a while ago, that these three Lord's days in a row, we will share comes from the message.
上次中弟兄讲到这个彼得的意象。
Last week, Philip shared concerning Peter's vision.
今天弟兄要我讲保罗的意象。
Today the brothers asked me to share on Paul's vision.
下一次戴尔弟兄讲约翰的意象。
Next week, Brother Dale will share on John's vision.
那是最重要的。
That is the consummation.
这一次这个江弟兄特别的机会就是讲到意象。
As we know, this special conference for Stephen's burden is on vision.
我不知道主为什么要他讲这个题目。
I do not know why the Lord gave him this topic.
我想这个题目是很重要的。
I believe this is a very important topic.
但是好像对我们来说呢，就比较深了一点。
But for us, it may be a little deeper.
好像我们属灵光景呢，还差一点点。
Our spiritual condition is still away from it.
这是在我个人的感觉。
This is my personal feeling.
若是再过一段时间讲的话，也许我们会领会的更多。
If he shared at another time, maybe we have a better understanding.
但是我们知道主他知道什么时候对我们说的话。
We know the Lord knows when to speak what to us.
他不会错的。
He will not make mistakes.
他也不会说的太早。
He will not speak earlier.
也不会说得太晚。
He won't speak later.
他所说的话正是那个时候。
He speaks just at the right time.
虽然我们领会的不是很多。
Though we may not have understood it.
但是看见弟兄姊妹踊跃的参加这个聚会。
But we have seen brothers and sisters attending the meeting.
并且在聚会当中，我注意一下弟兄姊妹都很注意在耳听。讲明讲的话。
And during the meeting, I watched brothers and sisters listening attentively.
那事后，那弟兄们觉得这是非常重要的一件事。
Afterwards, brothers have felt this to be such important topic.
所以用着主日上午来再把它这个温习一下。
So we're spending a few Wednesday mornings to review it.
并且礼拜五晚上读经聚会，每一组都在交通。关于这次特别机会的那个信息。
Also, we have reviewed in our Friday night Bible study groups.
所以我相信，那么弟兄姊妹都有点感觉，这很重要的一件事。
So I believe brothers and sisters realize this, the magnitude of the importance of this.
虽然我们不能够完全的理会。
So we cannot fully understand it.
但我总相信主把这个种子就种在我们里面。
I do believe the Lord wants to sow the seed within us.
慢慢它会发芽长大，也会开花，也会结出果实来的。
Gradually, give it time, it will grow and blossom bear fruit.
也许到了有需要的时候，主就要想起这一件事情来。
And perhaps in due time, the Lord calls us to remember this matter.
会除去我们所有的困惑。
It will remove all our hindrances.
也会拯救我们脱离一些的危机。
Will deliver us from danger.
所以我们实在希望弟兄姊妹我们大家都好好的来再默想这件事。
So I do hope brothers and sisters would meditate upon this matter.
让主把他所说的话更多的启示在我们的里面。
So that the word of the Lord can be revealed more in us.
那么什么叫做意象呢？
What is vision?
我想这个有些弟兄姊妹都能够领会。
I believe a few brothers and sisters can understand.
但是为了让弟兄姊妹都知道这意象到底是个什么说的。
In order for all the brothers and sisters to understand what the vision is.
那么圣经里面好多次提到意象的事。
The Bible mentioned the vision many times.
有这个意象，有那个意象。
There are diverse kinds of vision.
就像保罗在一生当中，他也差不多有八九次提到，那么他得到启示，在意象当中， 督怎样向他显现，对他说话。
In the lifetime of Paul, we have seen 8 or 9 times Paul having seen visions or revelations.
所以弟兄们告诉我们，弟兄们告诉我们说，那个异象啊，乃是多数的。
So our brother told us that kind of vision is plural.
那么是多方面的。
It revealed more aspects.
但是在刚才孔云弟兄说提起这句话。
As Brother Roy mentioned this word a while ago,
保罗对亚基伯王说：“故此我没有违背从天上来的意象。”
Paul's answer to King Agrippa, therefore, O King, I have not before was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
这个意象呢，那是单数的。
This vision is singular.
虽然他看见好多意思，好多次看见意象。
So many times he has seen visions.
他是，但是他提到这件事情，他说。乃这个意象乃单数的。
So、when he mentioned this vision, it is singular.
他说我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
He said I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
所以你看见在圣经里虽然记载好多次，好多次记载意象的事。
So you see, even though the Bible reports many different kinds of vision,
但是那一个基本的意象，那乃是这里所说的。
But here we see the fundamental vision.
保罗没有违背。这个意象
Paul was not disobedient to this vision.
不仅是他在大马色路上看见
Not only he has seen it on the road to Damascus.
并且那一次这个意象的种子就种在他里面
Also the seed of that vision was sown into his heart.
支配他整个的生活
It controlled his whole living.
也影响他一生的侍奉
Affecting his whole service.
那么所以你知道在使徒行传那传里面起码有3次记载保罗为的他所看见异象而做见证。
We saw 3 times Paul testified for his vision that he has seen.
头一次那是在使徒行传第9章。
First time was reported in Acts chapter 9.
第二次我们知道是在22章。
Second time in chapter 22.
我记得不错的话。
If I remember correctly.
第三次就是在26章。
Third time was here in chapter 26.
那么到26章差不多到了使徒行传的那个快结束的时候了。
In 26 is approaching the consummation of the book of Acts.
那时候保罗年纪已经相当大了。
At that time, Paul was advanced in age.
所以你看见他整个一生啊，都是在这一个意象的控制之下。
So you see, his life was under the governing vision.
虽然他提到好多好多意象
，So he mentioned many visions.
但是那时候意象啊，都是片段的。
And all the other visions are fragmentary.
也都是包括在这一个基本的意象里面。
And they are included within this fundamental vision.
所以我们说提到意象的时候
，So as we mention vision,
我们不仅求主给我们看见那些片段的
，We ask the Lord not only to reveal the fragmentary vision.
我们必须要看见那一个基本的
，We must see the most basic vision.
这样我们才知道那个意象到底是什么。
In order that we may understand what vision truly is.
有个弟兄他就做一个比方。
A brother had given an analogy.
他说的。他这个意象啊就好像是我们小朋友拼那个拼图一样。
He says the vision can be likened unto putting a puzzle together.
那个拼图啊或者一个风景的片子，差不多1000多块。
It may be a scene of maybe a scenery with 1000 pieces.
那你把它拼在一起的时候呢，就看一幅非常美丽的图画。
As you put the puzzle pieces together, you see a beautiful scene.
那所以把它分开的话，分开的时候就一块一块的。
As you take them apart, they are only pieces.
并且差不多每块呀、啊、和其他的都不大一样。
And each piece is different from the others.
所以许多时候我们所看见的不过是片段的。
Much of the time, what we have seen is only fragmentary.
我们是拿了拼图的一块就是。
We've only picked up one piece out of the thousand.
我们最后看见异象了。
And we say we have seen a vision.
那么他也拿了拼图的一块，他说我也看见异象。
The other person takes one and proclaims, I've seen a vision.
这异象对不起来了。
But they cannot be pieced together.
怎么你所看见异象和我看见的不一样的
？Therefore, your vision is different from mine.
因为这个缘故，神的儿女们就许多就许多就都 都分散了。
Because of this, there is a condition of dispersion.
不是说他们没有意向。
It's not that they do not have a vision.
而是他们所看见的、所拿到的不过是一块就是。
But they have picked up only one piece of the vision.
拿到另外一块。
The other person picked up another piece.
到底那个图是什么？不知道。
But what is the full picture? We don't know.
如果拿到一块，他以为说这就是一切，这就是所有的了。
We picked up the one piece and proclaimed this is all.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不仅是要有意向。
The brand says we not only need to have vision,
我们要看见那个基本的意向。
We need to see the basic vision. 到
底那个图是怎样一回事情。
What is that whole picture?
能不能把每个人所看见的都把拼在一起的时候呢
？As everyone had brought their pieces together,
那个图啊就显明出来了。
And the picture emerges.
若是我们分开的话
，if we're separate,
那么每个人和自己所拿到和其他都不一样。
And the pieces that we hold are different from the other.
那你怎么能把它拼在一起呢
？So how do we piece them together?
如果你没有看见那幅图画的话，你拼起还不容易拼起来。
Without seeing a picture first, it is difficult to piece together.
两三块还容易拼，这个一千多块，你怎么把它拼出一个图画来
？If there's only a three or four pieces, it's easy. But with a thousand pieces, how is it possible?
那幅图画。
So first you must see the picture.
等你头脑有那个图画，然后你再摆拼的时候，你就知道你这块放在什么地方。
Once you see an impression of the picture, then can you piece them together?
他那块放在什么地方
？And how other pieces can come together?
这样放好之后呢，那个图画就显明出来。
As all the pieces come together, the picture emerges.
所以我们不仅要知道那些片段的。
So we not only need to see the fragmentary.
我们要得到那个基本的。
We need to see the fundamental.
那这就是保罗所说的，他没有违背的意向。
This is what Paul speaks concerning. He has not disobeyed the heavenly vision.
是一生来他持守的。
This is something that had governed his life.
并且是管制他的生活，
control his living，
支配他的侍奉的，
govern his service.
就是在大马色路上，他所看见那个基本的意向。
And that was the basic vision he has seen on the road to Damascus.
这个基本的意向到底指的什么说的呢
？So what is the basic vision?
什么是保罗在大马色路上所看见的
？What is Paul's vision on the road to Damascus?
保罗在大马色路上所看见那个基本的意向，来给我们看见神的永远的旨意。
Paul's vision on the road to Damascus shows God's eternal purpose.
你知道神永远的旨意在，这是一个奥秘。
You know, God's eternal purpose is a mystery.
很多人看见神所创造宇宙万有。
Many people have seen God's creation of the universe.
也能欣赏神所创造的宇宙万有。
And we are in awe concerning His creation.
有好多人花功夫在研究那个宇宙万有。
Many people spend their lifelong energy to research the universe.
不要说那大的事情，我们要花功夫去研究。
Not only we research the big
constellation. 甚至连一个小小的一个细胞都在。很多的时间去研究。
We also spend much time to study the minute part of our cells.
不仅是研究这些东西。
We not only research them.
我们也觉得非常的奇妙。
And we are in awe.
当然，大的宇宙外有非常的美伟大。
Of course, the universe is grand. Is very great.
非常的美丽。
It is beautiful.
诸天都述说神的荣耀。
Now the heavens declares His majesty.
穹苍都传扬神的手段。
The universe declares his ways.
好多人研究那小小的一个细胞，都觉得很奇妙。
Even when people study the cells, and they find it interesting.
他能够找出它的构造了。
They can find its basic structure.
他也知道它怎样的发展。
We know how it develops.
但是人不知道神为什么创造这些东西。
But men do not know how these are created.
他为什么创造宇宙万有？
Why did he create universe?
为什么创造这样美丽的东西
？Why did he create such beautiful things?
难道光是为了人来欣赏吗
？It is just for men to enjoy.
若这样的话呢
？If that's the case,
那好像太简单了。
It is a little simpler.
我们知道我们的神，他是一位有智慧的神。
You know, our God is an all-wise God.
我们的神，他也是一位有计划的神。
And he is a God with a purpose.
因为他的计划不是那个。是很简单的一件事。
His plan is not so simple.
你想，我们也可能有计划。
Just like we,
计划在一天当中我做什么事情。
We plan our day.
那都很简单。
And that is very simple.
从早晨到晚上。
From morning to evening.
我上午做什么，下午做什么。
What I should do in the morning or in the
afternoon. 我们那是永远的神。
But our God is eternal.
他的计划那是永远的。
His purpose is eternal.
他的智慧是没有限量。
His wisdom is without bound.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神的旨意乃是永远的旨意。
For instance, God's purpose is eternal purpose.
那他的计划也是永远的计划。
His plan is an eternal plan.
那么这个计划叫他的旨意能够实现出来。
And this plan can cause his purpose to be revealed.
为了这一个计划的缘故。
Because of this purpose,
就创造了宇宙万有。
God created the universe.
也为了他的计要呈现他的计划。
In order to accomplish his purpose.
所以神就造了这许多的人。
God created man.
并且他是在历史历代神也做了许许多的事情。
And throughout history, the Lord had done much.
比方说旧约里头给我们看见他怎样拣选亚伯这一班人。
For instance, in the Old Testament, we saw how he call out Abraham.
以后就亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
And his descendants.
以后他们怎样到了埃及去，然后从埃及就把他们带上来。
And how they were fallen down into Egypt, and how the Lord brought them out.
多好的事情。
The Lord had done much.
到了有一天，他也差他儿子，我们主耶稣到地上来。
So one day the Lord sent his only begotten Son to the earth.
为我们成功了救赎的工作。
Accomplishing redemption.
然后他从死里复活升到天上。
And he resurrected from the dead and ascended to the heavens.
得到荣耀而尊贵。
Receiving glory and honor.
他然后差遣圣灵来。
And then send his Holy Spirit.
圣灵来就寻找在拯救那许多失丧的人。
The Holy Spirit came to look for those who are lost.
我们这许多都是蒙恩得救人。
We're all those who are saved.
那我们有没有想到神为什么要拯救我们？
If we consider why the Lord saved us.
许多人就想神拯救我们乃是为着让我们到天堂里头享受永远的福分。
Many people think the Lord saved us in order that we may go to heaven and enjoy eternal bliss.
当然，这个是没有问题的。
Sure, this is true.
但是我们若是多想一点的话，
But if we consider a little further,
那既然是神要我们享受天堂永远的福分，为什么不一救了之后就把我们接到天堂里头去？
If the Lord wanted only us, for us to enjoy eternal bliss, why didn't he save us and lift us up to heaven right now?
免得在地上受着这么多的苦。
So that we would not endure suffering on the earth.
那么不仅是读书苦、做事苦、许许多的苦。
Not only we endure suffering in study, at work, but many other suffering.
到年老时还有身体的痛苦。
In our old age, we suffer because of the decaying body.
早点去不是很好吗？
It is good if we go much earlier.
所以弟兄们，我们知道并不那样简单。
But this is not that simple.
那神为什么要拯救我呢？
So why did God save us?
也不是应当这个方式让我们天天欢喜快乐。
It is not so that we will be happy-go-lucky every day.
那么住在新耶路撒冷城里面。
And we live in New Jerusalem.
天天拿着一个琴吉他在弹。
We play our harp or guitar every day.
那么从这个珍珠门出来，从那个珍珠门进来。
You come out of one pearly gate, enter into another pearly gate.
在黄金街道上在那走来走去。
And you wander around the golden street.
那么一面弹一面在那站着。
You play as you sing praises.
弟兄姊妹，这样当然短时间是可以的。
But this is good in a short time.
若是花那么长的时间。
If you spend eternity,
整个的勇士都在弹来弹去。
You play guitar for eternity.
都是在赞美来赞美去。
You praise here and there.
这个赞美的话也会用完的。
You will exhaust sooner or later your praises.
弹的手也会发冷发酸的。
And the hand that plays the guitar will be weary.
所以弟兄姊妹，神不是为了这些。
So brothers, the Lord is not for this.
我们会在那唱诗，会在那赞美。
Of course, we will be singing hymns of praise.
主要给我们预备一个金琴。
The Lord will prepare a golden harp.
那我们在弹的比今天还要弹的还要好。
So we can all play very well.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个并不是神的目的。
But this is not God's purpose.
那神为什么要拯救我们？
So why did God save us?
那么他为什么拯救我们，把我们留在地上？
Why did he save us and yet left us on earth?
叫我们经过这么多的难处。
Causing us to go through so much difficulties.
我们人生意义到底何在？
What is the purpose of human living?
我们生活到底为了什么？
What are we in existence for?
弟兄姊妹，这些每一个地方都是问题。
All these are question marks.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Your brothers,
若是我们没有看见那个神的永远的心意的话，
Unless we have seen God's eternal purpose,
那我们处处我们都会停顿下来的。
It will cause us to be stumbled anyway.
因为没有问题我们能够解决。
Because we cannot solve any problem.
很多时候我们只知道气然而不知道所以的。
Many times we know the result, but we don't know why.
知道这东西的情形而不晓得为什么会这样。
We know the condition, but we do not know why.
也没有人能够告诉我们。
And no one can explain.
也没有一本书本能够告诉我们。
There's not a book can show us how.
虽然有人这样讲那样讲。
Though many people offer explanations.
但是我们听了之后总不能够叫我们心里头能够得到满足和安息。
But after we have heard, we are never satisfied with it.
必须到了有一天时候。
It must take one day.
那么主怜悯我们。
If the Lord have mercy, that He reveals our inner eyes,
他智慧和启示的灵,
through the Spirit of wisdom and revelation,
把永远的旨意启示在我们里面,
reveal His eternal purpose within us,
让我看见的那个神的心意,
so that we will see His heart's desire,
不仅问题解决的,
not only solves all our problems,
我们里头能得到安息,
we could gain rest within us.
知道我们在做什么。
We know why we are here for.
我们知道为什么会遭遇这些，为什么会遇见那一件事。
We know why we encounter this and that difficulty.
亲爱的兄弟
们，弟兄姊妹，
所以这一次对我们是非常重要的一件事。
So this is a very important thing for us.
我们要认识神的心意。
We must know God's heart.
这就是我们所说的弟兄所说的那个基本意向。
This is what our brother mentioned, the basic vision.
无论是彼得也好，保罗也好，约翰也好。
Whether Peter, Paul, or John.
他们都是可以看见那个基本的意象。
They all have seen a basic vision.
他们认识了神的心意。
They have come to know God's heart's desire.
所以他们不仅蒙到拯救。
Not only they're saved.
并且他们能够呢一直在那向前。
They can endeavor to go forward.
在各种环境当中啊，他们都是都不能影响他们。
Within any circumstances, nothing will touch them.
因为他们看见了那个神的心意。
Because they have seen God's heart's desire.
又在我们再问问，到底那个神的旨意是什么
？Let's ask again, what is God's eternal purpose?
那么既然就是这样重要，神的旨意是什么
？Since it is so important, so what is His purpose?
很简单的说
，Simply put,
神的旨意就是他的儿子，我们主耶稣基督。
God's purpose is His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
那位主耶稣到底要成了一个人？
Christ Jesus came to be a man.
然后成了救赎的工作
，accomplishing the work of redemption.
死了，复活了
，died and resurrected.
然后主把他神把他接到天上
，the Lord ascended him to the highest heaven.
得到荣耀尊贵为冠冕
，receiving a crown of glory and honor.
那位得到荣耀的耶稣基督
，the glorified Christ.
他就是那个神的旨意
，he is God's eternal purpose.
他就是神旨意那个具体的表现
，he is the manifestation of God's purpose.
神的旨意不是一件事
，God's purpose is not a thing.
神的旨意也不是一些道理
，it is not a doctrine.
神的旨意也不是一些教训。
God's purpose is not a teaching.
神的旨意乃是一个活的人。
God's purpose is altogether a living person.
得到荣耀的主耶稣。
It is a glorified Christ.
弟兄姊妹，他就是神旨意具体的表现。
So he is the outward manifestation of God's purpose.
如果我们对圣经稍微熟一点的话
，If we're familiar to the scripture,
你读圣在启示录里面，在启示录第四章那里，末了的时候就说到一句话。
At the end of Revelation chapter 4, it says,
他不仅是创造了宇宙万有。
He not only created the universe.
并且万有也都是因着他的旨意而造的。
The universe was created because of his purpose.
我们看见神所创造宇宙万有。
We have seen God's creation.
但是他说这神宇宙万有那是因着神的旨意而造的。
But it says here, the creation was done because of his will.
那神的旨意到底是什么
？So what is God's will?
等到第五章一开头的时候
，at the beginning of chapter five，
就给我们看见那个一个坐宝座的那一位，他手里拿一个书卷。
It shows us the one who sits on the throne with a scroll on his right hand.
是的，今天我们圣经是分章分节的。
Today we have different chapters in the scripture.
从前那个圣经是没有章节的。
Originally there was no.
它是连接下来的。
It is all one book.
说前面说的万有都是因着神的旨意而造的。
It says that the universe was created because of His will.
马上就给我们看见在坐宝座的他手里拿着书卷。
Straightway it shows us one who sits on the throne with a scroll in his hand.
也给我们看见。
And following shows us
那个书卷乃是被封严了。
The scroll was sealed.
有七个印把它封起来了。
Sealed with seven seals.
有一个大力的天使就出来喊着说。
And a strong angel coming out proclaiming.
谁能够揭开这个七印
？Who is able to open the scroll？
谁配那个揭开那个七印
？Who is qualified, worthy?
然后他说，从天上地上没有人能够揭开这个七印。
And no one in heaven or earth can open the scroll.
因为没有人配揭开。
Because no one is worthy.
约翰听见这样的消息
，When John heard this news，
他就大哭起来。
He wailed.
约翰为什么要哭？
Why did he wail?
因为他知道万有都是一件神的旨意而造的。
Because he knew the universe was created by his will.
但是神的旨意又是把它封起来的。
But God's will now is sealed up.
没有人能够揭开它。
No one is worthy to open it.
那么这个永远是奥秘。
It will remain a mystery.
所以他问题不能解决。
So the problem cannot be solved.
他就在那大哭。
That's why he wept.
你知道在长老中有一位就按在他身上
，and one among the elders lay hand on him.
你不要哭
，weep not.
在犹大支派的狮子
，behold the lion of the tribe of Judah.
他能够揭开这旗
，he is worthy to open the scroll.
因为他配
because he's worthy.
忽然间，他转眼看见在宝座中间有一个羔羊。
And then he turned and saw in the midst of the throne.
那个羔羊好像刚刚被杀过的。
As though freshly slain.
那我们读到这里时候，我们都知道这个羔羊，那知道我们主耶稣基督死了。
When we read about this, we know the lamb points to Christ Jesus.
他已经被杀过了。
He has been slain.
并且是刚刚被杀过的。
And it is as though freshly slain.
但是他又站在宝座跟前。
But he's stand in the throne.
他又是活着的。
And he's a living one.
我们主耶稣他是从死里复活的。
Our Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead.
这位从死里复活的主耶稣。
This Christ who resurrected from the dead.
他已经得胜了。
He has won the victory.
他被接到天上。
He has been received to the heavens.
他被接到荣耀里面。
Received up into glory.
弟兄姊妹，这就是这个羔羊就指着我们的主。
So brothers, this lamb is our Christ.
那得到荣耀的主耶稣。
The glorified Christ.
那长老中那一位就说，他能够揭开这个题。
One among the elders says he is worthy to open the scroll.
那个约翰就看见那个这个羔羊从宝座手里做宝座手里接过这个书卷来。
And John saw this lamb.Taking the scroll from the one that sits in the throne.
之后啊，
上来就
整个的光景都改变了。
The whole scene changed.
大家都无论是四活物、二十四位长老、所有蒙恩的心脏都在唱诗、在赞美。
Whether the four living creatures, the 24 elders, or all the creatures were singing hymns.
你能够揭开这个书卷。
You are worthy to open the scroll.
因为你配。
Because you're worthy.
他是配的。
He is worthy.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣他不仅是能够揭开这个奥秘。
And since he's not only qualified to open the mystery.
他就是那个奥秘的本身。
He is the substance of that mystery.
因为他和这个奥秘完全是相配的。
Because he matches such a mystery.
弟兄姊妹，那个奥秘就是说到神的旨意。
And since that mystery is God's eternal purpose.
什么是神永远的旨意？
So what is God's eternal purpose?
神永远的旨意，那要从死里复活的荣耀的主耶稣。
God's eternal purpose is Christ Jesus who died and resurrected and glorified.
历史一代认识神旨意，他们都看见了那位的荣耀的主耶稣。
All the people in history have seen this glorified Christ.
说弟兄姊妹，我们今天我们真是需要主开启我们的眼睛。
Brothers, we do need the Lord to open our eyes.
让我们看见那个神的旨意什么。
To show us what God's eternal purpose is.
不是一些道理教训。
It's not merely some teaching or doctrine.
那是得到荣耀的主耶稣。
But the glorified Christ.
当我们看见了他，我们就认识了神的心意。
When we see him, we know God's eternal purpose.
那就是弟兄们所说的那个基本的意象。
That is what our brother said, the basic vision.
无论是彼得也好。
Whether Peter,
无论保罗也好，
Paul,
无论约翰也好，
or John,
他们都看见了那一位在那个得着荣耀的主耶稣。
They all have seen a glorified Christ.
他从虽然死了，
he had died.
虽然死过，
though he died,
但是又活了。
But yet he lives.
因为他活到永永远远。
And he lives forevermore.
他就是神旨意的具体的表现。
He is a substantial expression of God's purpose.
所以我们需要我们。主开我们的眼睛，给我们看见我们的主耶稣基督。
How we need the Lord to open our eyes to see our Christ.
那这个看见不是外面的肉体的眼睛看见。
It is not a fleshly seeing.
乃是那个灵里面的看见。
It is a spiritual seeing.
弟兄姊妹，还记得这保罗说看见异象。
And so you remember Paul's vision.
当他走在大马色路上将近大马色城的时候。
As he walked and approached the road to Damascus.
忽然间那个天上在发光。
Suddenly there was light all around.
那光亮到地步比日头还亮。
The brightness of that light exceeds the sun.
四面照着他。
And shone around him.
他就扑倒下来了。
And he fell down.
你就讲到这里时候，就说他从大马上掉下来了。
And Bernice said he fell from the horse.
那当然这里没有提到大马，可能那时候才提到大马。
Of course, he didn't mention the horse, but maybe he was riding a horse.
扑倒在地上。
He fell on the earth.
他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And he said, Lord, who are you?
他为什么不知道主是谁？
Why did he know who the Lord is?
为什么不知道那一位向他显现的是谁？
Why did he not know the one who revealed him?
因为他没有看见。
Because he did not have the
vision. 为什么没有看见？
Why did he have no vision?
因为他的眼睛被那光照瞎了。
Yes, his eyes were blinded by the light.
那光啊是太大了。
The brightness of the light was too bright.
没有办法了，能看见。
It prevented him from seeing.
那么你知道？我们对着太阳光就是这样。
The sunlight is such.
你若是对着太阳光来看的话呢
？If you fix your gaze into the sun.
那你一碰到这个光，太阳，你赶快就闭起眼睛来了。
And you would cover your eyes.
因为光那么大，你受不了。
Because it is too bright for your eyes.
眼睛就闭起来了。
And you cover your eyes.
何况那个光啊，比日头还亮。
And this light here is brighter than the midday sun.
是当肉体的眼睛是没有办法忍受得住。
Something that his fleshly eye cannot endure.
所以他没有看见，那个肉体眼睛来看来说，他没有看见那位对他说话的是谁。
So fleshly speaking, he did not know the one who spoke.
因为这缘故，所以他问主啊，你是谁
？Because of this, he asked Lord, who are you?
主对他说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒耶稣。
The Lord said, I am he whom you persecute, Jesus of Nazareth.
就是这句话也不是说他。肉体的耳朵听见的。
And these sayings are not even understood by his fleshly ears.
乃是他里面的耳朵被开启了。
But his inner ears were open.
因为他那些和他同行的人呢，他们都听见声音。
Because all those that accompanied him heard the voice.
但是不知道那个声音说起了什么事。
But they did not understand it.
那么是有时候好像打雷一样。
And some say it thundered.
说你看见那不是肉体的耳朵能听见的。
So you see, it is not something for our fleshly ears.
大家都听见了。
For listening, all have heard.
但是扫罗听见。
But only Paul has heard.
扫罗看见了。
Paul has seen.
那什么地方听见呢
？So what is it? What is it?
里面的耳朵听见。
It is for our inner ears.
什么地方看见
？What is it?
里面的眼睛看见。
It is for our inner eyes to see.
也许他从前时候了，他里头的那个灵啊，没有活过来。
And since formerly his spirit was not quickened.
就在那个时候，那个他的灵苏醒过来。
But at that juncture, his spirit was quickened.
那个属灵的眼睛开启来了。
And it opened his spiritual eyes.
属灵耳朵盖开通了。
It also opened his spiritual ears.
看见了那个得了荣耀的耶稣。
He saw the glorified Christ.
看见了那个在荣耀的人肉眼所不能看见的耶稣。
He saw the glorified Christ whom his fleshly eye could not see.
他也听见了那个他的声音。
The voice.
也不是说这是他心思里面所领会的。
It doesn't mean what he understood in his mind.
保罗不会想到这件事。
Paul would not ever think about it.
他知道这个拿撒勒耶稣，他这个是他所轻看、所藐视的。
Because Jesus of Nazareth was despised by Paul.
一方面，拿撒勒不会出什么好的了。
On the one hand, what good can come out of Nazareth?
连拿大业都这样说。
Even Nathaniel said this.
所以，何况扫罗，他是拿撒勒不会出什么好的。
Much more, Paul would never consider anything to come out of Nazareth.
并且他认为那位主耶稣基督，那位主耶稣在地上乃是犹太教的一个叛徒。
And he considered Jesus to be an apostate to the Judaism.
所以他们把他钉死在十字架上。
And that's why they crucified him.
但是还有好多跟随，还有好些跟随他的人。
But there are still many who follow him.
把他道理啊，当然要传播出去。
They propagated his teaching.
那么这些道理都是在犹太教对犹太教一个大的损害。
And these are damaging to Judaism.
并且是亵渎神的。
And they consider that to be blasphemous.
因为神只有一位。
Because Judaism considers there's only one God.
有一个人出来说他是神的儿子。
Now there's one who says he's the son of God.
那些跟随他的人都说他是神的儿子。
And the followers also say he's the son of God.
他曾经死过，现在又活了。
He died, yet he lived.
这些话会迷惑许多人。
And these things would confuse me.
你知道那个扫罗，他是为了犹太教是非常热心的一个人。
You know Saul was one who was zealous for Judaism.
所以他必须要把这些人都除掉。
So he must do away with these people.
所以他不仅是把在耶路撒冷那些跟那些信主的人，他捉拿起来下到监牢里头。
So he not only captured all those followers of Jesus in Jerusalem.
强迫他们说亵渎的话语。
Force them to blaspheme.
他要向大祭司领导文书，要到外邦，要到大马色去捉拿那些跟随耶稣。
He also received documents from the high priest to go to the foreign cities to catch.
然后把他们带到耶路撒冷去，当然受刑。
Bring them to Jerusalem for trial.
这是保罗思想，扫罗的思想里面所充满的一些的情形。
And this is the condition that pervaded in the thoughts of Paul.
他一直想到大马色怎样捉拿这些人。
He only considered how to capture those people.
怎样把他们带到耶路撒冷去
？How to bring them to justice in Jerusalem?
怎样除掉这些犹太教的叛徒
？How to do away with the rebellious ones?
这他以为这样就是侍奉神。
He thought this was a service to God.
所以他热切地去做这件事。
So he did it with zeal.
他头脑里头充满了这些思想。
His mind was filled with the thought.
他绝对不会想到主耶稣基督就是得到荣耀的主耶稣。
He would never have thought Christ was the one who had received glory.
想到他是从死里复活又升到天上。
And he would be the one who resurrected and ascended.
他从来没有这样的思想。
It was foreign totally.
也没有这样的观念呢。
He never even had the concept.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以看见他的看见，并不是肉体的眼睛看见。
So you see, his vision is not merely a fleshly
vision. 也不是他那个心思的一个领会。
It is not something he understood with his mind.
那是他灵里头被开启的。
But his spirit was open.
在灵里头看见了那位得着荣耀的耶稣。
It was a revelation now in his spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣升到天上之后。
Francis, when the Lord ascended to the heavens,
就差遣圣灵来。
Send his Holy Spirit.
那么这位圣灵，那是智慧和启示的灵。
This spirit is the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
他不仅是带领我们，教导我们。
He not only leads us and teaches us.
他不仅是常与我们同在。
He not only is with us.
因为他最大的一件事，最主要的一件事，那是为了荣耀主耶稣。
His most important mission is to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ.
那是把这位的荣耀的主耶稣启示在我们里面。
That is to reveal the glorified Christ within us.
给我们看见主耶稣已经复活了。
Showing us Christ has risen.
给我们看见主耶稣在荣耀里面。
To show Christ is in glory.
看见主耶稣宝座上面。
And to see Christ is on the throne.
得着荣耀和尊贵。
And receive glory and honor.
圣灵来，那是为了荣耀主。
And Spirit came to glorify Christ.
把主耶稣启示给我。
And to reveal Christ to us.
还是赞美主。
And we thank and praise the Lord.
那一天保罗，他里头眼睛开启。
That day, Paul's inner eyes was open.
他看见了主。
He saw Christ.
听见了主的声音。
He heard the Lord's voice.
这一个人有。这一个人从那个时候开始一个大的转机。
There was a radical change from that day on.
我们都知道他的转变。
We all know his change.
从前他是逼迫那个基督徒的。
Formerly he persecuted Christians.
从前他轻看藐视我们的主耶稣。
Formerly he despised and looked down on Christ.
从那天开始，他不仅在服侍主耶稣，并且为了主的缘故，他受了多少的痛苦，经历了多少的艰难。
From that day on, he not only served the Lord, he endured much suffering and hardship.
到处在传扬耶稣，耶稣哥，他是主，他是神的儿子。
When everywhere preaching, he is the Lord, he is the Son of God.
为了这个缘故，甚至他被犹太人所弃绝，并且为了这殉道。
Because of this, he was forsaken by the Jews, and he was martyred.
所以看见你何等大的转变。
And you see such a radical change.
因为他看见了那位得着荣耀的主。
This is due to the fact he saw the glorified Christ.
看见神的心意都在他的身上。
He saw God's eternal purpose converges on him.
见到那位主耶稣把神的心意在具体的表现出来。
It is Christ Jesus who substantially revealed God's purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见这是一件非常重要的一件事。
Francis, we see this to be such an important matter.
那比方说，我们读旧约的话。
For instance, as we read the Old Testament.
在旧约里头，你如果若是你读过以赛亚书的话
，If you have read the book of Isaiah，
那以赛亚第六章就说到他看见了主。
Isaiah chapter 6 says he saw the Lord，
看见主高高的坐在宝座上。
High and lifted up on the throne。
那为什么要记载这一件事
？Why did Isaiah record this？
你知道那个时候以赛亚正处在一个属灵生命最危机的时，最危险的时候。
Because at that time, Isaiah was in a very dangerous situation.
他是伸手呼召一个先知。
He was a call out prophet of God.
他也在为着神在说许多的话。
And he spoke many words to God.
从第一章一直到第四章，到第五章，一直在讲许多的话。
From chapter 1 through 4 and 5, he spoke.
一面责备那些以色列人。
On the one hand, rebuking the Jews.
那指出他们的罪来。
Pointing out their sins，
也指责那些的官长
，and also rebuke the fathers，
指责那些的祭司
，and the priests，
他一直在那里替神在说话
，he all the time spoke for God，
这是开头一段
，this is the introduction，
那个时候那个时候是乌西亚王在做王的时候
，at that time it was during the reign of King Uzziah，
那他在乌西亚王的那个荫庇之下，他在讲他所传讲。听见的话语
，Under the reign of Uzziah the king, he spoke the word of God.
那个神对以色列的心意在说明表明出来
，and he spoke God's heart's desire toward Israel.
并且乌西亚王是一个很好的君王
，and Uzziah was a good king.
开头时候，因为他是在寻求神
，in the beginning he sought after God.
寻求神的缘故
，because of his seeking after God.
所以神就叫他寻见
，and God was found by him.
使他在凡事上都是那样顺利。
And cause him to enjoy peace and everything.
他在犹大做王的时候有许许多的建树。
So during his reign, there was a lot of good things in the kingdom.
征服了那个四围的那些的仇敌。
Not only they conquered the enemy.
把他们所失去的土地再收回来。
Recover the lost territory.
并且他也是一个他不仅是个军事家，他也是一个研究军器的人。
He was not only a military genius, he was also one who knew weapons of war.
他也发明了许多那个军器。
He invented much weaponry.
所以使他的那个势力更加强盛。
And he strengthened his kingdom.
他也是个建筑家。
He was also a builder.
他有许多的建筑。
He built a lot.
他把那个小的城墙拆掉，能变成大的城市。
He tore down the small walls and built great cities.
他在没有城市的地方再建造城市，建造起来。
He built where there was no city.
所以他是一个也是个建筑家。
So he is a builder.
他是个农事家。
He's also a farm expert.
他那个他也建筑许多的那个葡萄园。
And he built many vineyards.
栽种的葡萄园。
He built vineyards.
养牲畜。
And he grew.
是解决了民生的问题。
Grow many cattle, solving people's problems.
那时候了，他们的国家相当的富足。
So during his reign, the kingdom enjoyed abundance.
很好的那个转机。
It was a good condition.
所以以色列那个犹太人呢，那个他眼睛都是注视在乌西亚的身上。
So all the people of Judah looked to the king Uzziah.
那是很好的王。
He was a very good king.
以赛亚也是这样。
Isaiah was such a
person. 他所有的盼望都摆在乌西亚的身上。
And he pinned all his hope upon this king Uzziah.
乌西亚若是这样做王的话，那他的国家会复兴起来的。
If Uzziah continued this way, the kingdom would prosper.
他们也会脱离当时的罪的缠累。
And they would rid themselves of the encumbrance.
被带到一种新式的光景里面。
Be translated into a brand new situation.
但是没有想到，当乌西亚王那强盛的时候。
Unbeknownst to him, during the reign of Uzziah,
he 失败了
Suddenly he failed. He was proud.
他要进到圣殿里头去这样烧香
He wanted to offer incense in the holy of all.
当然禁止他，你不能烧香，这不是你的份。
The high priest prevented him, saying, "This is not your portion."
我是乌西亚王
He said, "I'm King Uzziah."
我为着犹大国，我有多少的建树
Look.What construction I have done for the kingdom.
多少的精力
I spend my energy.
我什么都能做，那烧香这些事我都不能做吗
I can do everything. Why can I not offer incense?
这是违背神的命令
This is against God's commandment.
但是他因着骄傲的缘故
Because of his pride.
就轻看那个神的命令
Despise God's commandment.
他就勉强他去烧香
He forced himself to offer incense.
刚在那做时候忽然间恶上当了大麻烦。
As he was doing so, he became leprous.
你说那时候大麻烦不仅只是一个病疾病。
At that time, leper was not just a sickness.
那时候大麻烦乃是代表神的咒诅。
Leprosy at the time represented God's curse.
所以这些祭司们把他赶快推到圣殿外面去。
So all the priests rushed him out of the temple.
从那时候开始，他失去了王位。
From that day on, he lost his kingship.
他被那个禁在一个宫殿里面。
He was in house arrest.
那么开头时候，以赛亚可能还是有希望。
At first there was still some hope for Uzziah.
他怕完乌西亚王那个回转过来。
He hoped Uzziah would return.
那么重新在那掌权。
We come back to reign.
但是没有想到到来的时候，乌西亚王死掉了。
But Uzziah eventually died.
再也没有那个回转的机会。
There was no chance for a turning.
这个时候，以赛亚所有的盼望都失掉了。
At this juncture, all the hope of Isaiah had lost.
这个犹大国没有希望了。
There was no more hope for kingdom of Judah.
都过去了。
Such a good king even died.
还有什么希望
？What hope is there left?
说他所有的盼望都让失望。
So he lost all his hope.
那时候是他。那属灵生命最危机的时候
This was a crisis in Isaiah's spiritual life.
这个时候
For instance, at this juncture,
主在开启了里头的眼睛
The Lord revealed, opening his inner eye.
看见那个耶和华万军之耶和华高高的坐在宝座上面
Revealed to him the Jehovah of hosts sitting high up on the throne.
他的衣裳垂下遮满了圣殿
And his train filled the temple.
他也看见了那个撒拉索
And he saw the Seraphim.
他们在喊着说圣哉圣哉圣哉
They were crying holy holy holy
我们还可能弟兄姊妹对这个事情都有点印象
Brothers and sisters may have some impression of this story
以赛亚当然看见了主
Isaiah saw the Lord in such a way
当然那个时候我们的主耶稣他还没有到地上来过
Of course at that time the Lord was not incarnated
也没有钉在十字架上
He was not crucified yet
那一方面来说呢他所看见的万军之耶和华是在他那时候看见了。
On the one hand, the Jehovah of hosts was seen at his time.
另外一方面，这也是一个预兆。
On the other hand, this is also a prefigure.
说出了我们的主耶稣，他已经从死里复活，得到荣耀。
To foretell Christ Jesus, he has risen from the dead, receiving glory, sitting on the throne.
神把天上地上所有的权柄都交在他手里。
God has given in his hand all the authority and power in heaven and earth.
亚王是不是可以过去？
King Uzziah can pass away.
他的宝座是永远都不改变。
But this kingdom shall never change.
主就把他从人的身上，把他眼睛从人的身上转到那个主的身上了。
God transferred Isaiah's eyes from man to Christ.
给他看见那个主耶稣的宝座上。
Show him Christ Jesus sits on the throne.
他的国权是正直的。
And his kingdom is righteous.
他那权柄是永永远远的。
His power is eternal.
无论是外面环境怎样改变。
Regardless how treacherous our situation.
他是永远都不改变的。
He never changes.
他看见了主。
He has seen the Lord.
整个信心当然恢复过来。
And everything was recovered.
没有改变的。
And changed.
他要听见主在说。
He heard the Lord's voice.
我可以一方面看见也看见也自己的失败和软弱。
Also, on the other hand, he saw his own weakness and failure.
他也得到了洁净。
And he was cleansed.
也得到赦免。
And was forgiven.
他听见那个宝座的声音说。
He heard a voice from the throne.
我可以差遣谁呢？
Whom shall I send?
谁肯为我们去呢？
Who will go for us?
那个时候，以赛亚就说，主啊，请你差遣我。
The Lord said, Lord, send me.
他要去。
I will go for you.
那么主就好，主就啊差遣他。
The Lord sent him.
主就把一个他的心意在启示在以赛亚的里面。
The Lord revealed his heart's desire within Isaiah.
他把他的心意传给以色列。
So that he would relay his heart's desire to the Israelites.
那我们大家都知道这件事情。
We all know the story.
以赛亚所传讲的那个原来是说像是以色列人不喜欢听。
What Isaiah preached was not received by Israelites.
他们当然不仅拒绝听，也拒绝以赛亚。
They not only rejected the words, they rejected also Isaiah.
一直指出他们的光景了。
Because all the time he pointed out their faults.
给他们看见他们自己错误。
Show them their faults.
也给他看见了将来的结局啊，是只有灭亡。
He showed them their end is perdition.
没有任何的希望。
No hope.
这些是以色列人不喜欢听。
These are something the Israelites do not like to hear.
他的指示可以说是一个失败的指示。
So you can say his ministry was a ministry of failure.
若是我们被主差遣的话，
If we are sent by the Lord,
我们都愿意为主做一个很大的工作。
We all want to do great work for the Lord.
叫我们的工作能够得到成就。
So that our work would be prosperous.
若是我们知道一件事，这工作注定失败了。
But if we knew the work is destined to failure.
传讲人都不喜欢听。
Whatever I preach, nobody wants to hear.
他们听是听见，却没有却不明白。
The Lord says they heard it, but you did not understand.
看是看见，却不晓得。
They saw it, but did not perceive.
是主叫他们心蒙之油。
Because the Lord had closed their eyes.
使他们耳朵发沉。
And caused their ears to be lazy.
使他们眼睛昏迷。
And their eyes to be blurred.
你虽然传讲，他们都听不见。
So even though you preach, they still do not understand.
也看不见。
And you do not perceive.
他们也不肯悔改的。
They're not willing to repent.
他们若是悔改的话呢？
If they repent,
那我就拯救他们了。
And I would save.
结果神是他们眼睛昏迷，让人心蒙之忧。
But God caused their hearts to be callous.
眼睛昏迷。
And eyes to be blurred.
耳朵发沉。
And ears to be plucked up.
所以这个指示是完全失败的指示。
So this is a ministry of failure.
今天弟兄姊妹，若是主差遣你去做这样的一工作
，Today the Lord sent you to do such a work.
你去给他传福音。
You go and preach the gospel.
不会接受的。
Nobody will receive.
那你还要不要去呢？
Are you willing to go?
这个人他不会转变过来的。
This other person will never turn.
还要不要去？
Are you willing to go?
我想，那主既然他不会转变过来，那你就不要我去了。
You would say, since he will not turn, then don't
send me. 我们不愿意做，我们不愿意做这样的工作。
Because we're not willing to do such a work.
但是以赛亚看见宝座是属于主的。
But Isaiah saw the throne belong to the Lord.
一切权柄都在主的手中。
Authority and power are in his hand.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
所以当那个主宰差遣他的时候，
So when the Lord sent him,
虽然他知道他结局是失败的，
Though he knew the end was a failure.
记得那个传说呀，你知道以赛亚到末了的时候也是被那个犹太人在用锯死掉的。
And as the saying goes, Isaiah eventually was sown in half.
但是啊，这主是主。
But we know the Lord is the Lord.
既然这样，
The Lord allows it.
他也顺服。
And he was willing to obey.
不管是成功和失败，
whether success or failure,
他都那主宰那个主的主权之下，
willingly submitted under the authority of God.
主宰宝座上，
because he knew God sits on throne.
是他在掌管一切。
He rules and reigns.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见他 他所看见那位得着荣耀的主耶稣基督。
And this is the glorified Christ that he has seen.
使他能蒙了何等大的拯救。
Gave him great salvation.
把他从失望里头再把他恢复过来。
Lifted up him from failure.
把他在软弱当中使他再刚强起来。
Strengthened him from weakness.
把他使他在放弃那他所要做的事情那里面主有使他来重新把来拆解他。
The Lord sent him afresh from his condition.
所以你的意象乃是我们的一个拯救。
So we see vision is our salvation.
神把意象启示给我们。
The Lord grants vision to us.
不是让我们看着玩的。
Not that we would just fancy it.
好像别人都看见意象，那我没有看见不好意思的。
It's almost like other people have seen, I haven't seen. It's embarrassing.
我也需要看见。
I want to see the vision.
我根本你根本没有这需要。
No, you don't have such a need.
所以他也看不见的。
And you will not never see it.
因为你没有需要。
Because you don't have a need to see.
我们的主他特别讲个效率。
The Lord is efficient God.
如果是我们没有需要的话，我们就看不见。
If we don't need it, we'll never see it.
你说中间已经告诉我们，第一要悔改。
You say, but Philip had told us one first.
第二要相信。
And then second to believe.
第三要背十字架。
And third, bear the cross.
那我们就看见了。
Then the fourth will see it.
是我们中间当中很对。
It is true, he has showed us the right way.
但是当你去施行的时候了，当蒙了失望了。
But if you go to practice it, you will be disappointed.
那我要改变。
You say,
我就悔改了。
Let me repent.
那我就相信吧。
So let me believe.
那我就背十字架吧。
Let me bear my cross.
那么了还是没有看见。
At the end, you still do not see.
为什么？因为你没有需要。
But it says, why? Because you don't have a need.
意象乃是为了来拯救我们。
Because vision is for our salvation.
他把我们从危机里头带出来。
He delivers us from our crisis.
我们所以我们看不见，是因为我们没有需要。
The reason we do not see because we don't have a need.
不浪费了他所他的工作。
The Lord never wastes his work.
他所做的一切事都是有效率。
Everything he does is efficient.
乃是为了他的意象，乃是为了拯救我们。
His vision is for our salvation.
使我们脱离我们属灵的危机。
Save us from our spiritual crisis.
让我们才能够刚强起来。
Strengthen us again.
使我们能够继续不断的向前。
So that we can pursue after him.
在耶利米身上也是这样。
It's the same story in Jeremiah.
我们知道耶利米乃是一个，人都告诉我他是个会哭的先知。
We know Jeremiah is a weeping prophet.
耶利米常常为了神的百姓在流泪。
Jeremiah often wept for God's people.
为什么为他们流泪？
Why was he weeping for God's people?
因为他们心里的刚硬。
Because of their hardened heart.
他们远离神。
They forsaken God.
他们若是回转过来的话，
Should they have turned back?
他们就得着拯救。
They would be saved.
但他们心里哪里刚硬？
But their heart was so hardened.
他们是远离神。
And they were far away from God.
不仅是神对他们说恩典的话语。
Not only God spoke words of grace to them.
他们听不进去。
They would not hear it.
责备的话语。
And he spoke a rebuke word or warning word.
他们心里越听不进去。
They would not accept it.
你越警告他们。
The more you warn them.
他们心里越刚硬。
The more their heart.
他们是那远离神。
They are straight far away from God.
耶利米没有办法。
And Jeremiah had no way.
只有眼中一直为了神的百姓在流泪。
But to weep for the condition of God's people.
他爱神的百姓。
Because he loved God's people.
他何等盼望他们蒙到拯救。
How he wished they would be saved.
何等盼望他们回转过来能归向神。
How he wished they would have turned back and come to God.
好让他们从软弱当中变得刚强。
So that they would be saved from weakness to strength.
从那个危险当中能够得到拯救。
From crisis to salvation.
但是他们不肯。
But they would not.
弟兄姊妹在这种情形之下。
This is under the second sense.
那我们怎么办？
What do we do?
何况那些以色列人不仅他们不肯听耶利米的话，
Not only the Israelites would not listen to Jeremiah，
并用种种方法在苦待耶利米。
And they ill-treated Jeremiah.
有时候把他下在监牢里头。
Sometimes they sent him to the low dungeon.
也吃不到东西。
There was no food.
非常痛苦。
He was in great suffering.
有时候把他提出来。
Sometimes they lifted him up.
他用许多方法在苦待他。
And they ill-treated him in many ways.
就是呗。
For instance,
所以耶利米他实在是他也是个人。
Jeremiah was also a flesh.
他实在是觉得这个工作不能再做下去了。
He understood this cannot possibly go on.
他是那样爱神的百姓。
But he loved God's people so much.
神的百姓是那样弃绝他。
And yet God's people forsake him.
逼迫他。
And persecuted him.
用一种方法在残害他。
And was hurting him.
你想这样一个百姓，那你还怎么能服侍？
How do you serve such a people?
你如果不爱他们的话，
If you don't love them anymore,
那还是罢了。
And that would be all.
他真是爱他们。
But he truly loved them.
但是他们不仅不听他的话。
And not only did not listen to him.
并且在弃绝他。
And they forsook him.
这是叫耶利米最伤心的事。
This is what hurt Jeremiah the most.
许多次啊，他就在神面前的 没办法，只好在神面前再去办交涉。
Many times he could do nothing but to deal with the Lord.
你呼召我做先知。
You call me to be a prophet.
我本来是要做祭司的。
I wanted to be a priest.
那你现在要我做先知。
Now you sent me to be a prophet.
传讲你的话语。
To preach your word.
但传了他们也不听。
But after preaching, they do not hear me.
让我受着这么多的苦。
And you caused me to endure such hardship.
希望都没有。
There's no hope at all.
你骗了我了。
You lied to me.
弟兄姊妹，若是你心里过不去的话，你不要跟人去讲。
When sisters, if you have a problem, don't speak to men.
你到主面前。
Go to the Lord.
有时候耶利米要难为到给你们。
Sometimes Jeremiah was in such hardship.
他就不管主了，他徒跑掉。
He forsook the Lord and escaped.
他要从城门偷着跑出去。
He left from the gate.
那看守城门人呢，就把他抓回来了。
People at the gate caught him.
你跑掉是要投降。投降巴比伦人。
And they said, accused him, you want to escape to Babylon.
就把他下的监牢。
And they put him in dungeon again.
所以跑也跑不定。
So he could not escape.
那么他不服侍也不，他不服侍也不能也不能不服侍。
He could not but serve.
有时候他实在是从今之后，我再也不传讲神的话语。
Sometimes he determined not to preach anymore.
既然没有果效。
Since it's not efficient.
那我还讲什么话呢？
What else can I say?
他就不要讲了。
He wouldn't say.
那是其弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister,
他告诉了他，定规不讲不传讲神的话。
Brother and sister, as he determined not to speak God's word,
那个火呀就在里边烧起来了。
Fire would burn from within him.
好像那骨头被烧着一样。
As though his bones were on fire.
烧到地步，完了，吹了，他不能不讲。
Consumed him to such an extent he could not but speak.
又开口在讲。
He opened his mouth and spoke God's word again.
亲爱的兄弟。
Dear brothers and sisters,
这就是异象。
This is a vision.
不是我们抓住异象。
It's not that we lay hold of the vision.
那是异象抓住了我们。
But the vision lay hold of us.
不是我们在那里怎样依靠异象。
Not that we are here to depend on something.
那是那异象抓住了我们。
But the vision has seen.
许多时候你要违背，他也不叫你违背。
Many times you want to forsake, it will not allow you to.
在里头像火一样在烧。
Consumes us within.
是你没办法停下你的服侍了。
So that we cannot stop our service.
若是你能够停下你服侍的话。
If we can stop our service.
那证明一件事，你没有看见。
Prove one thing, you have no vision.
你真的看见异象。
You have a true vision.
你认识神的心意的话。
You truly know God's heart.
无论环境这样艰难。
No matter how difficult the circumstances are.
无论工作怎样失败。
No matter how much failure it is in your work.
你没法停下来。
Inwardly, you cannot stop.
那火在里面就烧起来。
Once you stop, the fire burns again.
兄弟们
，Brothers and sisters,
在异象乃是个推动的力量。
The vision is a propelling power.
异象也是个凝聚的力量。
The vision is also a uniting power.
他把神的儿女们凝聚在一起。
It unites God's people together.
啊，没有异象，民就分散。
Without vision, the people of God disperse.
乃是异象把我们凝聚在一起。
It's the vision that unites us together.
我们对神的旨意有了那个神的旨意有了认识。
So that we will have some knowledge concerning God.
我们看见了那位得到荣耀的耶稣。
We have seen the glorified Christ.
你没办法跟神的儿女们分开的。
You cannot separate from God's people.
虽然许多时候你不愿意。
Though many times you're not willing.
虽然许多时候你真觉得不舒服。
Many times you're not comfortable.
但是你没有办法。
But you have no way.
你不能随着自己意思来做事。
Cannot do whatever pleases you.
因为那个意象把你和神的儿女凝聚在一起。
Because that vision unites you.With God's people.
弟兄姊妹，不是我们志同道合，我们就能合而为一。
People, our oneness is not because of our same likings.
也不是说，那我们我们知道该合而为一就合而为一。
Or because of doctrine that we know we should be one.
好多神的儿女们知道合而为一。
Most God's people know we should be one.
好多神的儿女志同道合。
Most God's people should know we should be united.
他们有同样的观念。
They have the same concept.
他们讲一样的话语。
Speak the same words.
那么他们说的行。聚会的方式完全是一样的。
And the way they meet is all the same.
但是他们外头合在一起，里头还是分开。
But outwardly they were one, inwardly they were dispersed.
弟兄们，那个凝聚力量。
But this is that uniting power.
合一力量。
It's our power of union.
不在于外面的方式。
It's not dependent on the
method. 也不在于我们讲什么一样同样的话。
Nor dependent on what we speak.
乃在于件事，就是我们看见神的心意。
But it's up to one thing.Our vision of God's purpose. Our seeing of the glorified Christ. When you see that there's a power to unite you with God's people, there's no way to separate from God's people.
无论是你遭遇在那误会,
no matter what circumstances,
无论是你怎样被人轻看藐视,
or you are mistaken, or despised,
和神的儿女聚在一起,
You are united with God's vision.
意象把你抓住了。
Because the vision has ceased.
我们需要有意象。
How we need to have a vision.
我们需要认识神现在的心。
How we need to know God's purpose.
我们需要看见这位的荣耀的耶稣。
How we need to see such a glorified Christ.
就是拯救的力量。
He is the power of salvation.
是推动力量。
He is a propelling power.
还是凝聚把我们凝聚在一起。
He is also the uniting power.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是保罗的服事。
This is Paul's service.
你是保罗整个一生当中。
In the lifetime of Paul,
他都是在他所看见意象的一个支配和管理之下。
He was under the control and governing power of that vision.
多少的危险乃是那个意象把他拯救出来。
In many perils, he was saved because of the vision.
多少时候保罗他跑不动了。
Many times he could not run anymore.
他被压像在哥林多后书将来被压甚重，力不能胜啊。
As in 2 Corinthians, he was pressed on all sides, not bare.
都写在他里面。
But the vision came to him.
看见了这位从死里复活的神。
He saw this risen Lord.
他里头又刚强起来。
He was strengthened within.
他所受的痛苦何等的多。
He endured much suffering.
他说我没有什么可夸的。
He says, I cannot boast in anything.
若是夸口的话。
If I have to boast.
我只夸我所受的痛苦。
I only boast in the suffering.
他为了主受了多少的痛苦。
He endured much hardship for the Lord.
是不是他有这么大的劳苦？
Is it because of his work?
经历这么多痛苦
and suffering?
神的儿女们都会看重他？
And God's people will respect him? No.
正如我们说，正完全不像我说想象。
Not at all like our concept.
到末了时候
，At the end,
他所建立起的教会
，All the churches he built.
那个在。在小亚细亚一带
，In Asia Minor，
全小亚细亚都在离弃了
，All of Asia had forsaken，
他们弃绝了
，They forsook。
今天我们讲到保罗说，哦，保罗了不起
，Today we say， oh， Paul is great，
都尊敬保罗
，We respect Paul。
如果我们把保罗请到咱们来中间讲到那
，If we can invite Paul to preach to us， how good it would be。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在当时
，At this time，
保罗并不是这样
，It was not like that。
许多人呢是尊重以往的先知。轻看今天的先知。
Many people respected the former prophets, but despised the present prophets.
他是被人弃绝。
He was forsaken of all.
整个小亚细亚教会都离开了。
All Asia had forsaken him.
这是他所建立起来。
These are the churches raised by Paul.
也是他那时候栽培的。
And nourished by Paul.
也是他常常为他们流泪祷告的。
And he had paid the price of praying and shedding tears for. But at the end.
是那样的孤单。
He was all alone.
当他最末了受审判的时候
，At the end, during his defense,
没有人站在我旁边。
No one stood by him.
除了主耶稣基督。
Aside from Christ Jesus.
哦，亲爱的兄弟。
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是保罗的遭遇。
This is Paul's story.
会不会让他灰心
？Would it discourage him?
让他失望。
Would it discourage?
人来说，他会灰心，会失望。
Humanly speaking, he would be discouraged.
一想抓住了。
But because the vision has seized him,
继续不断的向前
，propel him forward.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要意象。
We need to be one with vision.
我们需要认识神的心意。
We need to know God's heart.
我们需要看见那么得着荣耀。
We need to see the glorified Christ.
这是保罗，他说我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
This is why Paul was able to say, I have not disobeyed the heavenly vision.
整个人一生啊，都在这意象的管制之下。
His whole life was under the governing power.
不仅是活在意象的管制之下。
Not only live under the controlling vision.
也是为了这意象。
He also lived for the vision.
啊，不是为了自己兴趣。
He didn't live for his hobby.
不是为了自己利益。
For his own profit.
乃是为了神的旨
意。But for God's interest.
那么对，保罗所看的意象是什么
？So what is Paul's vision?
那么就有点点时间，我就讲一，就提点一下，就是。
Let me just point out.
因为弟兄姊妹已经听过了，我就
和观世才
不必再详细的讲。
Without describing detail.
若是把那个杨基所讲的。再给你复习一遍，我也忘记了。
If I were to review Brother Stephen's message, I have forgotten.
我就是讲的话也讲不清楚啊。
I could not speak well.
那保罗他所看见的意象
，Paul's vision.
第一，他看见耶稣基督是主。
First, he saw Jesus Christ is Lord.
当他在大马士的路上
，On the way to Damascus,
要去捉拿那些基督徒
，to capture the Christians.
讲到大马士城，光在照着。
As he approached Damascus, light shone around him.
他问主啊，你是谁？
Yes, who are you, Lord?
我就是你所逼迫的。
I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest.
保罗，他扫罗称呼主，真是不简单。
It was not easy for Saul to say Lord.
也许我们是容易这样说话。
It is easy for us to say.
但是你说保罗不是这样。
But Paul is not like that.
因为他是非常刚强的一个人。
He was a hard man.
可以说他从来没有称呼一个人做主。
He had never called anybody Lord.
他如果说是主的话，他就是他自己是。
If anybody's Lord, he himself is Lord.
支配他的生活,
he controls his own destiny.
他知道这样做,
he knew what to do.
他也知道这样的行,
he knew what to do.
他就是他的主,
he was his own Lord.
没有人能做他的主,
nobody can be his Lord.
因为这个人学问太大,
because he had much advanced teaching.
他不仅是出身的, 那么是, 那样的可夸,
not only he could boast of his heritage.
就是他学问呢也是非常大,
he had much learning.
他在家里,他在那个, 这个, 他在那个加拿大地儿的是吧，他不仅受了那个希腊的教育，
not only receive education of the Greeks，
在那个大树啊，在那个希腊人管制之下，
in the city of Saul of Tarsus under the control of Greeks，
文化城，
it is a culture city，
说他从小就是被希腊文化所熏陶。
From his youth, he was well educated by the Greeks.
受了希腊的教育，
received Greek education.
然后他小时候又到耶路撒冷去。
And then he went to Jerusalem.
他在加玛利门下那儿受教。
Sat under the feet of Gamaliel.
加玛利那是伟大的圣经教师。
Gamaliel was a great rabbi of the scriptures.
所以他也受了这个希伯来人教育。
He also received the Hebrew teaching.
不仅受了这些教育，
received all the education.
他在他同辈人中间呢，他更有
Among his peers, he was much advanced.
可能要考试的话，考试嘛都是考第一名的。
He will probably receive the best grade.
大树的时候，他考第一名。
In Tarsus, he got the best grade.
到耶路撒冷加玛利门下，也是考第一名。
In Jerusalem, under the teaching of Gamaliel, he was number one. He was better than all.
所以你看见他的学问很大。
He is a great person.
甚至在末了他为了自己讲辩论的时候，
at the end for his own defense，
腓斯都当然说保罗你学问太大了，
even King Festus says Paul much learning had made thee mad，
叫你癫狂了，
much learning had made thee mad。
保罗说，他说腓斯大人我不是癫狂了，
he says Festus, I'm not mad.
我所说的那是真实明白的话。
I'm speaking truth and reality.
他的出身呢是可夸的。
He could boast of his heritage.
他的学问是那里丰富。
And his learning was advanced.
工作是那儿成就。
His work was prosperous.
不仅把福音传到外邦人中间，也三十年的里面，小亚细亚传到个地步，再没有可传的地方了。
And he preached the gospel everywhere in Asia Minor to the extent there was nowhere that he could do it.
各方面来说，你看这个人是一个了不起的人。So
from every respect, he is a great person.
像这样一个人，他能说主啊，那是不简单。For
such a man to say Lord, it is not easy.
如果不是真的，他里头服下来的话，unless
he fully prostrates himself,
他不会称呼任何人做主。He
will not call Lord to anybody.
他说主啊，你是谁？
He said, Lord, who are you?
他还不知道这个主是谁。
He didn't know who the Lord was.
这个人就服下来呀。
And he prostrated already.
为什么缘故？
Why?
因为他知道这个能力太大。
Because of the greatness of such a power.
这个太荣耀。
It was too glorious.
这个太尊贵了。
It is too precious.
这个实在是有权威。
And there is an authority there.
使他整个人要服下来。
Prostrated him.
说主啊，你是谁？
And causing him to say, Lord, who are you?
然后第二个问题。
Second question.
他主啊，您要我做什么？
Lord, what shall I do?
从今之后，
from now on，
他把他自己完全降服在主耶稣手里。
Yielded himself wholeheartedly to the Lord.
主说，我是拿撒勒，我是你所逼迫的拿撒勒。
Lord said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest.
他主啊，您要我做什么？
Lord, what shall I do?
不再是我计划，
no longer my own planning，
不再是我的打算，
no longer my scheming，
乃是你是我的主人，
but you are my master，
我是你奴隶。
I am your slave.
你要我做什么？
Whatever you want me to do,
我就做什么。
I would do it.
弟兄姊妹，他不仅认识主耶稣是主，
not only he knew the Lord as the master,
并且他在实际的生活里头、侍奉里头、行动里面让主耶稣做主。
In his daily living and service, he allowed the Lord to be the Lord.
我们嘴里口承认主啊主啊。
Many times we pay lip service, Lord, Lord.
我们以为要做了很多的工作。
We think we've done much.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹， 主说从来不称许你们。
The Lord would say, I have never,
你们虽然口里说我是主,
never allowed you. Though you call me Lord,
你们虽然这样做这做那一件事,
you do this and that.
你们以为你说做得很成功,
you think you're successful.
但是我不能称许你们,
but I cannot praise
you. 因为你们没有遵行神的旨意,
because you have not followed God's will.
我们常主做主,
we call him the Lord.
在生活里是否是让主耶稣做主,
but in our daily life, do we allow him to be the Lord?
我们是否要对主说, 主啊, 你要我做什么?
Are we saying, Lord, what shall I do?
不是我的工作。
Not my work.
乃是你的命令。
It is your command.
不是我的喜好。
Not my habit.
乃是你的带领。
But your guidance.
你让我做什么？
Lord, what shall I do?
哦，弟兄姊妹，让生活里头让主耶稣做。
Now, daily living, allow the Lord to be the Lord.
这才是真的认识主是主。
This is a real a person who really knows the Lord to be the Lord.
认识到主耶稣是主。
After Paul knew the Lord to be the Lord,
从那时候开始,
from that point on,
一直到年老,
until his old age,
一直到建筑的时候,
until the day he saw the Lord,
每一次提到他, 他都说, 我是一个主, 我是主的奴隶。
Every time he mentioned himself to be the slave of Christ,
奴隶乃是一个被卖的奴隶。
Bond slave was one to be sold.
今天我们有这样的观念。
Today we don't have such concept.
在保罗那个时代, 他们有这样的信心。
In Paul's time they did.
一个人把自己出卖, 卖掉了。
A person would sell himself.
卖给他主人了。
Sell himself to the master.
从今之后，把所有一切都在他主人。
From that day on, everything is in the hand of the Lord.
主人在他身上有生杀予夺之权。
The master holds the authority to his whole life.
这就是圣经所说的仆人。
This is the concept of a slave in the Bible.
我们所说仆人，他说 bondman 是一个。
It's a bond slave.
那是一个是一个奴隶。
The bondman.
我是你的奴隶。
I'm your bondslave.
你愿意做让我做什么做什么。
You can do whatever you wish.
你在我身让我活我就活。
You want me to live, I live.
你要我死我就死。
You want me to die, I will die.
你在我身有主权。
You would reign in me.
因为他认识主耶稣是主。
Because he knew the Lord to be the Lord.
他所看见头一个他所看见。
This is the first aspect of the vision.
第二个他所看见。
What he saw second.
乃是主耶稣神的儿子。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
这是在加拉太书第一章告诉我们的。
This is what Galatians chapter 1 tells.
他说神乐意将他儿子启示在我里面。
For it pleased God to reveal His Son in me.
他看见了主耶稣神的儿子。
He saw Jesus to be the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，什么是神的儿子？
This is what is the Son of God.
你的儿子在圣经里有个观念是承受产业的。
In the Bible, the sonship is the one who received inheritance.
儿子就是后嗣。
If he's a son, he's an heir.
就是承受产业。
He's the one who received inheritance.
是不是他是承受产业？
He's one who received inheritance.
神的儿子是承受神的产业。
God's son received God's inheritance.
神把他一切所有的都给了他。
God has given all he has to the son.
是把本性所有的丰富都给都叫都赐给他。
All the divine attribute has been given to him.
无论是神的丰富呀。
Whether God's riches,
神的智慧也好
God's wisdom,
神的能力也好
God's power,
神所有一切都在
All that God has is given to
他是承受产业的
He is one who receives inheritance
神所有的丰富都在哪里
All the riches of God dwells in him
这是我们的主耶稣
This is our Lord Jesus Christ
所以这个格罗西书告诉我们说
神
本
性
一切的丰富
All the riches of the Godhead
有幸有体的在主耶稣
dwells in him bodily
他是神的儿子
he is the son of God
他是承受产业
he is the one to receive inheritance
他里头有无限的丰富
he has a boundless rich
这是神的
this is the son of God
他是主
he is the Lord
他支配我们
he reigns in us
他是带领我们
he guides us
他是教导我们
he teaches us
因为他是主
because he is the Lord
他是神的儿子
he is the son of God
说出他的供应我们
It shows us he's the one who supplies.
一切的丰富都成了我们的供应。
He supplies all the riches of God to us.
今天他在我们里做我们的生命。
Today he's life in us.
借着这个生命使我们得着那个神的供应。
So this life we receive the supply of God.
说亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主耶稣是主。
The Lord Jesus is Lord.
他这么说有这样带领和那样带领。
He has this and that kind of leading.
另外一方面主耶稣他也是神的儿子。
On the other hand he is the Son of God.
他也供应我们。
He supplies us.
加给我们力量。
He strengthens us.
所以他对保罗说我的恩典是够你所使用的。
So he tells Paul my grace is sufficient.
无论你有多少的难处。
No matter how many difficulties
无论在你身有生命的带领。
No matter what kind of guidance.
我都能够供应你。
I can supply all.
我给你恩典。
I give you grace.
不是你做乃是我做。
It is not your labor but mine.
不是我所你所有乃是我所有的。
Not what you have but what I have.
亲爱的兄弟。
Dear brothers.
我们要活在我们主耶稣所示的里面。
We must live in what he is.
一方面看见他是主。
On the one hand seeing
what,
he's the Lord.
顺服他。
And we submit to him.
遵行他的命令。
And obey his command.
一方面看见他是神的儿子。
On the other hand to see he is the Son of God.
他是供应我。
He's the one who supplies.
他扶持我。
Support.
他是加给我力量
and strengthens us.
不是我能顺服
Not that I can submit.
主耶稣是我的顺服
But the Lord Jesus is my submission.
不是我有力量能够承担这些事
Not that I have power to bear it.
他是我的力量
But he is my strength.
因为他是神的儿子
Because he is the Son of God.
所有丰富都在他里面
All the riches dwell in
him. 我们在他里面也得到这个
Today in him we have received the same riches.
感谢赞美主
Praise
第三件事情
Thirdly.
主耶稣是教会的元首
The Lord is the head of the body.
他说你主啊，你是谁
？And then he said, Lord, who are you?
我是你所逼迫的拿撒勒耶稣。
I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecuted.
就是那时候保罗，他有时间想的话。
If Paul had time to ponder,
他说我从来都没逼迫过你。
He would say, I have never persecuted you.
虽然我会轻看藐视。
Though I might despise you.
因为拿撒勒不会，拿撒勒不会出什么好的。
Because nothing good will come out of that.
但是我没有逼迫过你。
I never persecuted you.
那么你我在我知道以前你就钉在十字架上了。
Before I knew anything, you were already crucified.
但是主为什么这样说？
But why did the Lord say?
我就是你所逼迫的。
I am him.
拿撒勒也是。
Without persecuting.
弟兄姊妹，那就给保罗看见是。
Let's show Paul one thing.
你逼迫了神的儿女，就是逼迫了我。
If you persecute God's people, you persecute me.
因为这许多人那是和我合而为一的。
Because these people are one with me.
他们都在我里面。
They're in me.
我也在他们里面。
I'm in them.
我是元首。
I'm the head.
他们是身体。
They're the body.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗说看见那是这样一个伟大的人。
Paul has seen such a great person.
他大到地步头是在天上。
Great to the extent the head is in the heaven.
大到地步身体就在地上。
Great to the extent the body is on earth.
并且普及了到各国。
And it fills all nations.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的主耶稣。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是和合而为一的。
We're one with him.
他是我们的头。
He's our head.
我们是他的身体。
We're his body.
弟兄姊妹，要记得一件事。
Please remember one thing.
虽然他是头，我们是身体。
Though he's the head with the body.
但是头和身体是不能分开的。
But the body can never be severed from the head.
不但不能分开，
no, it cannot be severed.
并且你有了头才有身体。
But you have to have the head in order to have the body.
就是没有头的话，根本不会有身体。
Cannot have the body.
有了基督，才会有教会。
In order to have the church, you must have the Christ.
若是没有基督的话，就没有教会。
Without Christ, there's no church.
不管你所行的是怎样，
regardless what you do,
也不管你怎样热心，
regardless how zealous you are.
若是没有基督的话，
Without Christ,
那里就没有教会。
There's no church.
那里是人的热心。
That is only your zealous.
人的组织，
this is your organization.
那是人的活动，
this is your activity.
而不是基督的身体。
But it is not the body of Christ.
基督的身体那是和基督合而为一的。
Body of Christ is one with Christ.
基督的身体那是为了彰显基督。
Body of Christ is to manifest Christ.
那是把主耶稣基督表现出来的。
It's to reveal Christ.
你们读过格林多前书十二章？
If you read the First Corinthians 12.
十二章他说了一句话。
It says.
他说救入我们的身子是一个。
Just as our body is one.
却有许多的肢体。
But having many members.
这么大的动作，我们身子一个。
We all know there's one body.
我们身体有四肢百体，好多的。
The body has many members.
他说，肢体虽多。
There are many members.
人是一个身子。
Still one body.
那这个我们也领会。
We understand.
虽然有四肢百体啊。
Even though we have many members.
我们是被连在一起，我们成了一个身体。
We're united together to be a body.
那下面他就说一句话。
Following it, he said.
若是我这样念，弟兄姊妹看看对不对？
Let me say this, and you
judge. 他说教会就也是这样。
So is the church.
就如身子有许多的肢体。
Just as the body has many members.
肢体虽多。
Though there are many members.
人是一个身子。
Yet it's the same body.
教会也是这样。
So is the church.
对不对呀？
Is that right? No.
塔蒂回答。代表。他这样说。
What did he say?
肢体虽多。
So there are many members.
基督也是这样。
So is the Christ.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
给我们看见。
Shows us.
无论是元首也好。
Whether the head.
无论是身子也好。
Or the body.
都是在基督里。
All in Christ.
他们是合而为一的。
They're all united in one.
你不能够把基督和教会分开。
They never sever Christ from the
body. 所以有的时候我们会理会错误。
Sometimes we misconceive.
就是基督和教会。
Say we're our vision is Christ and the church.
那基督是一个意象。
Christ is one,
教会是另外一个意象，
Another vision.
那么这两个合起来的，那我们意象就完全了。
But the two get together,
不能合起来的，
no.
根本它不能分开的。
Because it cannot be
separate. 没有基督根本就不会有教会的
存在。Without Christ, there's not even the existence of the church.
我有一段时间，我离开了一个团体。
I have left a group.
那么在那个团体的我不是很，不是好长久一段时间。
During that group, that time I served in that group for a long time.
然后离开之后
，After I left,
我就听见我们弟兄姊妹在多饼聚会里头啊有了冲突。
I've heard there were conflict during the table meeting.
那么什么冲突呢
？What was it?
就有的弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，他们就说哇，我们是要基督。
Some brothers and sisters will pray, we want the Christ.
那一般弟兄姊妹祷告说哇，我们要教会。
The other brothers and sisters, we want the church.
哎，我心里倒很难过。
I was very sad.
我讲了半天，这个都没听进去，听是听见，不明白。
They heard it, my teaching.
看是看见，不晓得。
They saw it, but they didn't understand.
怎么能够把基督和教会分开
？How can you ever separate Christ and church?
头和身体在
？How can you ever sever head from the body?
这是不可能一件事。
It's an impossibility.
那 一个身子有许多的肢体。
One body has many members.
肢体虽多，仍然是一个身子。
So there are many members, it is still one body.
基督也是这样。
So is the Christ.
哦，亲爱的兄弟。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
不是说我们看见了教会。
Not that we have seen the church.
乃是我们看见了基督。
We have seen the church, the Christ.
教会是包括在基督里面。
Church is included.
若是你没有看见基督的话。
Were you not have seen the Christ,
你没有办法有教会的产生。
It's impossible to produce a church.
不能有教会的建造。
It's impossible to have the building of the church.
我们必须要有清楚的领悟。
We must have a clear concept.
我们看见那些得到荣耀的耶稣基督。
To see the glorified Christ.
他在宝座上面。
He sits on the throne.
他掌管一切的事。
He rules and reigns.
神的儿子。
He's the son of God.
供应我们所有的需要。
He supplies all our needs.
他是元首。
He's the head.
我们是身子。
We're the body.
我们是两合为一。
We're one with him.
永远都不能分开。
We're inseparable with him.
他实在没错。
Thank you, Lord.
这就是我简单的啊，弟兄所讲的保罗立下。
This is my fellowship concerning about the fellowship of Paul's vision.